It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about half an hour at 10 from Polar Park. Woo Sox, and they will be joined by Marcelo Meyer. At 11:10 this morning. So listen to Jones and Keefe, stream Jones and Keefe, watch Jones and Keefe on Twitch, this show and this radio station on Twitch, presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, Bath, Maine. And you can learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. This is JR. Hello, JR.
Morning, everyone.
What's up?
Just wanted to give you guys a quick possible missed opportunity with the ick bracket.
Yeah.
That could also go in line with a douche ruling as well.
Yeah, what is it?
The guy who practices his golf swing at public functions.
That was on there.
It was. Adult man constantly practicing golf swing was I don't know, like a 10 seed or whatever the number was.
Oh, my mistake. All right. Fire me.
No, it's fine.
All right, well, let's see then.
Okay. Where are we at on the bracket? Just to keep everybody updated, Courtney.
So we have a matchup we could do today if you want, or we can wait. I mean, we're halfway through the second round.
Okay.
Would you like to do one today?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one seed Rude to Waitstaff taking on four seed Playing Pokemon. That's going to be an easy Rude to Waitstaff, unfortunately.
Over playing Pokemon?
Yeah. I think.
Grown-ass man playing Pokemon?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. That's pretty icky, but okay.
And then eight seed Taking Baths taking on four seed Gym Selfies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Gym Selfies. I think Taking Baths is, I mean, I disagree with that one. But,
really?
Yeah.
But I think like it's an ick for man to do it.
All right, well, that is on our social. So the Greg Hill Show, WEEI, on Instagram. You can vote there. Same with X and everywhere else.
Yes.
All right. Time to get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Are you ready this morning, Shime?
I'm ready, Greg. Let's roll it.
All right.
I was going to troll Courtney, but then I realized that she's out here defending guys that are carrying a little extra weight. So, I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Courtney finds herself concerned a little bit about Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
Going 0-4 to start the season. And whether he is going to be disgruntled, out of it mentally, whatever it is. Wiggy joining that concern a little bit, I guess.
And I don't think it has anything to do with his weight. I saw him in person. I think that that is a tired narrative.
Yeah. Well, oftentimes people look bigger than they actually are when you meet them in person. Yeah. I've been the victim of that a lot.
Yes, me and my small penis will be attending the gala as Winnie the Pooh with a bow tie. Thanks, Courtney.
Well, we got a big gala coming up. 15th anniversary Greg Hill Foundation Gala, 1 week from tonight at The View Boston. And we'd love to have you join us and hear some amazing stories of our beneficiaries who have, you have helped them triumph over oftentimes the worst possible thing in their lives. So we will see you there, I hope.
And can we, just speaking of people that are very philanthropic, I'm reading a story that just posted an hour ago at the Globe about everything you need to know about the Celtics sale, and I just wanted to give good news to everyone.
Yeah.
Rob Hale's stake has increased both in 2012 within the Grosbeck group and in this group as well. So it doesn't stipulate, but yeah. Rob Hale is going to be a major part of this ownership group, which is good news.
That is great news.
Good stuff. Yep.
Hey, Courtney, I'm heading down to South Beach. What are my chances of getting lucky? I have my T-shirt, my swim trunks, my water shoes, and my EpiPen on my side. Any chance?
I think you might strike out there, but there's love for everyone. There's a lid for every pot, as they say.
That there is.
I did like an
Wiggy
ask.
Me, listened.
I did an ask me anything on my Instagram yesterday, and somebody responded and said, "Is it time for you to take back that terrible EpiPen take? How dare you?" I'm like, one of my best friends carries an EpiPen.
Oh, really?
Funny is funny.
That was not your take.
I know, and it was funny that somebody had that take.
It wasn't.
Give me a break.
Imagine weeks later, you're getting into somebody's DMs. Will you rescind what you said about allergies?
We need a new Chris Scheim Wakey 180 commercial. Should go something like this. Chris Scheim here with a Wakey 180. Not only have I lost a lot of weight, I have became the new Pokemon master of the Northeast, a mock draft genius in the NFL, and the new sex symbol of electric cars everywhere. Thank you, Chris Scheim.
Yeah. I can't wait for the mock 3.0. Yeah. That's Tuesday morning, right, Scheim?
Correct, Greg.
Edge of my seat.
What will we be most shocked about?
The amount of offensive talent players going in the first round.
Okay.
Well,
should be shocked by that.
Yep. Oh. The number of them.
All right.
I'm assuming we will not be shocked at all by who you have going number one.
Nope. Zero shock factor there, unfortunately.
Okay. maybe shocked by who you have going number two.
Maybe some will be.
Okay. All right. Well, Tuesday morning, Scheim's next mock will drop.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to comment on Jermaine's colonoscopy. Well, for the first time in morning show history, Wiggy won't be full of crap.
Is this supposed to be Robert Kraft?
No, I just think. Okay. See, we're just doing a voice. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was.
I love the voices.
Maybe he was trying to be Robert Kraft. I don't know.
Long way to get there.
Open electric car. Now kombucha drinks. Reason 7,034 as to why Scheim still stinks.
So I didn't know there were that many reasons. And it's not kombucha. It's mate. But thank you.
Okay. What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Okay. Well, do you know what it is?
Yeah. I think kombucha is like
carbonated.
Also carbonated, but it's also like I think the wrong word is steeped. I can't think of the correct word, but whereas mate is just like, it's like a tea.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I see. It's for your gut health.
Yeah, that? It also is like, it's caffeine. It's a coffee alternative.
I see.
Yeah.
What is matcha? DMs always get, Saturday morning we get coffee. We get coffee for that place.
Blue Bottle?
No, Broad Street. Is that what it's called? Right there.
Blank Street.
What is it?
Blank Street.
Blank Street.
God, you are so old.
Gets the matcha.
Yes.
What is matcha?
They're like known for their matcha. It's very good, but it's a tea.
Oh, it is? It's a tea. Okay.
You know the famous saying, Greg, there's a suck-up one every day.
I know. Oh, I get the...
Mate is super popular in like South America.
Drink this matcha.
It has been forever.
If you want to live to 150 and have skin glowing so glow that they can see it from outer space, drink this matcha.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, there is a tab of kombucha in there. Great for gut health.
I see. So you are suspicious of the actual effects of kombucha or matcha or whatever Shyam is.
They're like, oh, yeah, drink kombucha, and guess what? You'll age in reverse.
Right.
Oh, those
people are like, okay, how much is that? $6,000? All right, I want five of them.
NADs is supposed to be like Benjamin Button. I think now.
Courtney is one of those. There's a sucker born every
day.
What are
they?
NADs. It's a like
Santo lost those about 7 years ago.
People.
Curtis.
People get infusions of them, but it's very taxing on the body to get like an IV of it. So I take it in pill form.
Okay, but what is it?
I don't really know.
You don't know.
Nope.
I think you lose NADs as you get older. Idea.
You understand that you are taking a pill and you don't have any idea what it is.
It's supposed to help with brain health.
Yep.
And
brain health.
Yeah.
Brain health is important.
When does it start working? No offense.
Thanks. NAD is a compound found naturally in your body's cells. So I was right. It's also available in supplement form. NAD sometimes referred to by other formats. Blah 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 blah. It's supposed to regulate your body's metabolic and inflammatory responses.
It does something. That's what they told me on TikTok. It does something. My feet smell better. I go to sleep at night with socks, and I put this special type of tape on the bottom of my feet. It sucks all the toxins.
Did you? What did Courtney have a smelly foot problem?
No, she had the feet thing where she put the. I thought you were putting like some tape on the bottom of your foot, and it sucks out the toxins at night.
No, we did a story.
Isn't that a potato thing?
Yeah, we did a story about potatoes. People were putting potatoes on the bottom of their feet.
Oh, okay,
I've never done that. I think Curtis did it though.
I tried. Well, I mean, James had RSV. Yeah. I would have done anything. Yeah.
I think you're thinking she got fooled by the suck out the toxins thing, but that was in college. Okay.
Good morning, Mom and Dad. I was a virgin until I got married.
Greg, I read somewhere this week that the average fart comes out of your butt at 7 miles an hour. Time to get DMs and a speed gun and push a few out and see if you're average, below average, or above average.
Yeah, listen, Dr. Diana told me completely natural and good to just get it out. So I'm not worried
about
it.
That's pretty fast, though, 7 miles an hour.
I'm not worried about it.
Raffy Devers, cry me a river, will you? You make $73,972 a day in 1 year. That's $1,232 a minute. Suck it up. You're almost as pathetic as Curtis. Not quite. Have a good day, numbnuts.
I like the Justin
Didn't
Timberlake.
Didn't see that one coming.
Oh, is that what he has?
That Justin Timberlake,
Cry Me a
River.
River the background.
Okay. He's his own DJ. He's good. Yeah.
Wait till he hears the diss track, though, Curtis. When are you going to go in the studio with Acrobat?
To combat something like that, I'm just going to go home. That was too much.
Yes, hi, Gregory. This is Santo Del Torre. Please keep Courtney a few minutes late in the show today. I have to go rearrange my cummerbund drawer.
Yeah, that was a funny one. Courtney was like, Greg, wear a cummerbund.
Well, no, I think Santo likes a cummerbund.
He does.
Yeah. Is he going to a prom?
No, we wear. I think like a vest is like old now.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a vest with a tux, oof.
He'd probably like that cummerbund back that you stabbed with a knife and burned because his old girlfriend bought it for him.
No, he threw it out on his own.
On his own.
We were walking out of the wedding and he said, Courtney, look at this. And I said, well, it's too late now.
And then he went to France and got his bracelet.
So, like, that thing was wrapped around somebody's rabbit and cooked in a pot. Mm. I mean, that was not right.
Oh, he got a new one. Thank you, Smathers.
Hey, Wiggy, how do we feel about that first Red Sox victory?
Sox are rolling.
That's my guy.
Look out.
I mean,
bird call.
Start the season with a win. And a week from today,
right,
Fenway Park will be full of fans.
Mm-hmm.
So Cannot wait for that.
Hey, Ralphie, why don't you skip a couple of the buffets? You look like the Pillsbury Doughboy, period. Mix in an occasional salad.
I don't think it's, I don't think it's weight, and I don't, I'm not worried about it. I mean, if it goes like this for, you know, till May, there's a real problem.
Yeah, but definitely. That's a Megal thing, too, though.
What?
She's the one who talked about Deborah's weight that one
time.
Did she? Yeah, remember? She was like, he was looking
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
A little bit pudgy.
Yeah, I remember that.
She was in one day, she was like, yeah, he's looking a little bit pudgy. I said, oh, okay. And then,
did you? I thought he looked fit in, at spring
training. Yeah, I thought he looked kind of yoked to me.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah,
I thought it looked yoked to me.
And by the way, Wiggs, I thought you deserved some of the credit. The catcher yesterday, Wong, with the framing, spectacular. And you and Tech were showing him how it was done.
Every day I was getting with the pitches and the catches afterwards, you know, just kind of get some insight.
Showing him how to get that pitch on the corner.
Back in my All-City All-Star days as a catcher.
Right.
Wow, does Courtney look stunning at road shows.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Nice. Oh, that was a good one.
I put a little bit of extra effort when I'm on the road.
Yeah. And you always bring 3 or 4 outfits just in case.
Yeah. You know, I never know what the weather is going to bring or, you know, what my vibe will be. Right. So
it's the Machiba that you're drinking.
And are you still style-wise, are you still coastal grandma?
Always be. I posted an outfit the other day that people said was definitely not coastal grandma. It was more of a New York style, all black. Yeah.
Ooh. Does that apply, not to reveal anything until Tuesday when it comes to the road show schedule drop, but does the coastal part apply to just oceans or also to giant lakes?
It's less of where you are and more of a mindset. Right. So any body of water could really be applied.
Right. It would be so interesting if we were to to venture to a very popular, well-known lake for a road.
It would be
for a road show.
It would be very
interesting. Are you lake sexers or just ocean beach sexers?
I would just say ocean beach. You know, the lake, it really depends on how nice the lake is.
And I love Wiggy. There is one that's a 50-mile-an-hour fastball, but we're avoiding it.
What are you talking about?
Lake sex. There was a boat on a lake.
I
don't think there was any sex on that boat.
No, I thought it was football related.
No, I don't think there was any sex on that boat. It was like a bachelor party. I heard.
You were probably in the galley when that happened.
No, I don't even know where the galley is.
You don't know what the galley is?
Nope.
Oh, that's the kitchen on a boat.
Oh, is that what that is?
Did Greg really just say he's the LeBron James of radio? Maybe work on your flopping first and take as many flex days to shine before you make that statement.
Oh, I did not say that.
If AI replaces the doctors, then how is Greg supposed to put in a plug for Dr. Diana every day?
Yeah, I would never replace Dr. Diana with a robot. No, thank you. I think the human element is very important in medicine.
Yes.
Always.
She was so cool, too.
Dr. Diana?
Yeah, I couldn't believe
it.
Very
nice lady.
Yeah. Right. The way you, not the way you explained it, but the way I pictured the entire thing in my mind, I thought she was an older woman.
That's what I was thinking.
You did?
I said, that's Dr. Diana?
Yeah. I thought she was like an old lady, too.
Yeah.
She had a dope Celtics jacket on, too.
Yeah.
You can come to a road show and leave as Greg's cardiologist. You never know.
And she had lollipops she was handing out. Juicy boxes. I'm sorry.
She's a very, very, very nice woman, and she knows her stuff.
Yeah. Right.
She is.
Yep.
And she speaks in a language that we all know.
Yeah.
You got the medical boo-boo?
She did. She second. She doesn't talk like that. She's an adult. Hey, woman. Very, very nice. Very nice woman.
Are you having diarrhea?
She did say the second time I visited, she did have to say, "I'm just checking your blood pressure. You don't have to gear down." And I said, "All right, sorry, I didn't know what was going on."
Very disappointed that I have not heard any Office references to Butt Mud Brooks. Very disappointed in you, Curtis.
I'm sorry. I feel like I did too many this week, so I wanted to back off a bit.
What? The Chili's, the Scranton Chili's thing, have you seen that?
The Dundies?
No.
I mean,
they're doing an actual Scranton Chili's, or at least the actual ad is, and it's, but it's not really, it didn't seem to me like to be many of the main characters.
Oh,
I mean,
you have a problem with that?
Yes.
Okay.
The scene with Jan, Michael, and Chris, with Meadows?
Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows. Oh my God. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal scene.
When's the reboot of that? Aren't they rebooting it, Curtis?
I don't know. When was it? Like a year ago, yeah. There was a story on it.
And I thought it was a lot of like the characters were coming back.
And don't you think now we've returned to the place where you could do this stuff on TV? I feel like people are a little bit less.
Yeah. Yeah. And on streaming, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, throw it on HBO.
Amen.
It's an American reboot?
Yeah, I thought... It might not be a reboot. I could be wrong. But it's like some of the cast members were coming back. Like, you know, obviously not Michael Scott, who's played by...
Then it's not going to be good.
Steve Carell.
But I think it's like... Because a lot of them now do commercials. Like, they're doing like a... computer commercial? They're like four of them are in?
Yeah, I saw that one. It was an internet commercial.
Yeah, like Pam, who plays Pam, she's in it. The lady who plays Meredith's in it.
Curtis, is that 518 text the worst flex of all time that you get with regard to The Office?
The British one was better.
Yes, British Office is funnier.
Yeah, the only thing worse than that is people that live there and then talk about it all the time.
Hey, British TV, though, fire.
I know.
Yeah.
Fire.
Did you watch Adolescence Week?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but I know the guy, the Graham guy that's in it. He's in 1,000 Blows,
He's
a spectacular actor. And actually, the guy Ashley Walters, who directed a couple of the Adolescents, used to be in one of my favorite shows called Top Boy. I'm just finished up Gangs of London. Yo, British TV, they got a new show coming out, Mobland, with Tom Hardy and Pierce Brosnan. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Directed by Guy Ritchie and the... what's the British lady, Marion, the older lady? She's in a lot of those British movies and actresses. She's like the older lady.
Oh, they have some
Marion Cotillard?
No, that's not it. I'll find it.
They have some good BBC mystery drama things. Like, I was into one a few years ago.
Helen Mirren wigs?
Bingo.
Oh, that Helen Mirren.
Yeah, she's in it.
You mean Dame Helen Mirren?
Oh, it looks good. And it's a guy, I love Guy Ritchie stuff, and he's like a director on it.
Yeah.
So Ali G show was hilarious in England, and EastEnders wigs. You love that one. Old one.
Well, I'm dating myself, but the greatest British television show of all time is
Benny Hill.
Fawlty Towers.
Oh, damn.
Did you ever watch Fawlty
Towers? No, I don't think I've ever watched it.
No, I have.
But I did watch Benny Hill.
Did anybody else ever watch Fawlty Towers?
No.
Never heard of it.
My lord, do yourself a favor. Shime?
No, Greg.
Do yourself a favor.
I'm not 100.
John Cleese?
Oh, well.
Who?
Fawlty Towers came out in 1975.
Yeah, what?
The quality looks...
So
I'm glad it's not black and white.
Fawlty Towers.
I guarantee you there are...
There hasn't been a dentist within a mile of this cast.
Guarantee you there are people in Twitch or on the text line right now who are shaking their head in full agreement.
It's about a hotel?
Yep.
All right.
Wow. Uh-huh. I'm telling
you. It's basically
you,
like the Suite Life of Zach and Cody.
You will...
Good pull.
Uh-huh.
It is a laugh a minute.
Oh my God! Right. It's about an over his head hotel manager.
Yeah, I mean,
what a grab!
Okay. I'm telling you.
All right. I told you I used to watch Benny Hill, so that was funny.
Uh-huh.
If you're telling me it's one of those funny,
Wiggy, just do me a favor over the weekend.
Check it out.
Yeah, check out Fawlty Towers.
Do you have to downgrade your TV to watch it?
No.
You got to really search to find where you can get the stream.
Yeah. No.
All right.
You will love it. I guarantee it. All right. We will be right back.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.